we're going to initiate the ignition process on this vehicle. It takes a while to get the preheat going. There she goes. I am the Fae driver. Today we are driving the monster, the tow monster. And of course we are on a mission, as we're always. These days I only have time for you when I have no time. I'm just pulling the big mug out of the little fabric garage. And you'll just have to bear with me a moment. This is such a big truck. What should I tell you, pinkies? Fix my... Oh, not that. Or hit the wrong button. Alright, adjust my mirrors. Back to normal. Alright, so the adventure today is... Today was supposed to be Dad move-in day. Because I was certain I would have gotten everything done on the basement. Oh, I worked so hard this weekend, pinkies. Working my Batinsky off. Doing baseboards and cleaning and putting furniture together and moving things. And my body is sore. Because I'm old, I think. So, it was fully my intention to have my father bringing his lifelong belongings. Not all of his belongings, but... bringing the... Oh my goodness, what's with this traffic on a Sunday? Alright, yellow means stop, the douchebags. You know, folks... In the course of my regular daily life, I drive all over the city. I probably spend 4 to 6 hours a day driving. Well, maybe not driving. I spend 4 to 6 hours a day out of the office, which means I'm en route somewhere, and then I get out and I walk around a building, and then I drive somewhere else. And I have, you know, I see a lot of traffic. And I can tell you that I do not ever see an intersection where a light turns yellow, that someone actually stops at the yellow. People see the yellow and they just accelerate. And there, people drive through red lights all the time. I think I can say... with some certainty that any time I encounter a red light at an intersection while I'm sitting waiting for my turn to go green, that the light changes yellow for the flowing traffic and people just keep going and going, and there's always somebody running a red light. They just, like, you know, it's yellow and you can see a half a block away, it's yellow. But these people, they don't stop for the yellow. They don't even stop for the red. I mean, it's an epidemic. I can't take it. It seems crazy to me. Anyway, I guess that must have just happened to me because I'm going on and on about it. All right, you want to know what's going on? Oh, pinkies, it's like a week before Christmas. I think it's 10 days before Christmas, everybody's favorite day. And, you know, I'm not a fan of Christmas. Everyone's excited about Christmas. People are sending Christmas cards and people are wrapping presents and everyone's having parties. Oh, parties all over the place. Don't particularly care about Christmas, but, to that end, if you're a longtime listener of the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast, you will know that I usually do a Christmas Day run, the Christmas Day run episode of the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. And this is typically where I play a bunch of music. It's a music only. I may have a few reflections on the year. I try to build a playlist that reflects, you know, the things that occurred, the feelings that happened over the previous year. And I have a few old standby favorite Christmas songs, despite the fact I hate Christmas, that I always play at the opening and the closing of the show. So I usually do this. And the reason I do call it the Christmas Day Run is because on Christmas Day, when everybody is out, or is all with their family tucked away in the house, having their weird egg and bread souffle breakfasts, I'm just going to throw the breakfast marvel into the oven. And it's some awful conglomeration of bacon and eggs and soaked batter toast. Probably a lot of cheese as well. And people are opening presents and everyone's having a wonderful time with their families. And I'm like, get me away from here. And this is my favorite day of the year because you can typically go out on Christmas Day in your almighty sports car and just have a very lovely drive with no traffic. So I typically chronicle those Christmas Day runs that I do. It is a tradition. And honestly, I'm not sure if I'll be able to hold the tradition up this year for various reasons. But I will do my level best, Pinkies, to get you a Christmas Day run. So I did want to just mention that. Look forward to the Christmas Day run possibly not arriving. Can you hear my Jake break? Incorrectly called a Jake break, I might add. This is not a Jake break. A Jake break is different. I have an exhaust break, which uses the turbo to restrict the flow of exhaust out of the engine. Which is exactly the same thing that a Jake break does, but a Jake break does it not out the exhaust, but using by meddling with the valves, I believe. The valves on the piston. Not entirely sure how that all works, by the way. All right, let's talk some car talk. Congratulations to the lovely Daniel of the Dark Forest podcast on the DF with Ranger John. Daniel finally got rid of his 2008 Toyota Camry, I believe it was, because he was having battery issues, right? And he got himself a Subaru Legacy. How lovely is that, Daniel? I'm curious to know if you got the EyeSight technology. This guy is going so slow. I'm going to have to blow around him. Come on, diesel pusher. Let's go. All right, I got another slow poke in front of me here. Oh, I got all these slow people. Don't they know that I have places to be? So, Daniel, do you have that fancy EyeSight interactive driver minder which takes over control of your car for you and stops you from running into pedestrians and telephone poles and what have you? I'm curious to know if you got that option. It's probably a fairly expensive option, but sounds like you got the full load on your Legacy. Thereby proving that lovely Daniel is in fact a lesbian. So congratulations, Daniel. I have another question for the listeners. Durwood, are you listening to this, Durwood? Big Fatty, would you tell Durwood to text me what kind of truck he has? Because I think he and I might have the same truck. I have the 2018 Ram 3500 with the 6.7 liter diesel, and I think that Durwood has a 3500 as well, but I don't know what engine he has in it. I'm curious to know if you and I have the same truck, Durwood. You know, I love this truck. I think this truck is amazing. I can tow 16,000 pounds with my truck, Durwood. How many pounds can you tow? A big fatty, and that's your maximum towing. That's probably maximum capacity when you're driving around big fatty. The seat heat in this truck is very hot. So I am on my way to retrieve my father, and he's about to move into my house, except that he's not going to come today for various reasons, because we got the Christmas coming up. So we've discussed it, and he has his own little, you know, religious Christmas parties to go to. Oh, Pinkies, did I tell you about the Christmas Christian play that I went to? Oh my God. I'll tell about that later. Okay, so my father, the intention was he would be moving in this very day, being the 15th of December. But we decided he has his own busy schedule, and to be quite honest, although the suite is ready for him to move in, I have a few more things I'd like to do in the suite. I also wanted to make it move in ready for him, because I don't want him to have any excuse to say, oh, I don't like it here, there's no ice cream in the fridge. All he wants is bananas and ice cream. So I got to stock up on bananas and ice cream, and I have a fridge that I want to get there for him, and just a few other things so that I can lock him in the basement and he can be self-sufficient. I got to get him boxes and boxes of cornflakes and TV dinners, you know, and just want to get him a little table and chair and place to sit and where he can have his morning daily religious brainwashing. So I am this close. I am like a hair breadths away from having my dad move in, but in order to preserve my sanity, we're gonna just push it to the next week. We just got flew by a Jeep. I think it was a Jeep Grand Cherokee. I don't know if it's a Grand Cherokee. There's some fancy looking Jeep. Looks like the BMW X5. So things are going pretty good. Imagine what my life is going to be like when 2019 is over. Well, I better save that. I'll save that for the Christmas Day run. This is the last thing. I am on the freeway. The last thing I want to tell you about, the Christian Christmas Day play. So I went, you know, I've been spending a lot more time with my father against my will, but he wanted to go to the big Christmas Christian concert, you know, at the big church with 3,000, no, it was 1,100 seat church. So, you know, it's important to him. So I agreed to go along to this thing called White Night, I think, or something like that. It doesn't matter what it was called. So we went to this morality play put on by the church. You know, the setting takes place in a church. You know, if you don't know me, I absolutely despise theater. I despise theater almost as much as I am, leery of going to church. Indifferent. I'm indifferent to church and the whole church experience. I think the reason I hate both of these things so much is because I spent so much of my early life in the church and doing theater. So, you know, I go to these theater productions and I see everything. It's, the magic is gone for me. I see the technical crew trying to not be noticed. I see the lighting design. Oh, there's the Fresnels. There's a little scene there. Oops, someone was late on their cue and forgot to turn up the office lighting scene and all this, and it's just extreme eye roll for me to have to sit through a theater production, even a good one like these Broadway scale productions. But this was a church production. So, you know, so they found, little Toby, 12-year-old Toby, is the pastor's son, and it's his first experiencing acting, and he says he loves it, reading these bios on these air quotes actors. So, you know, all the people in the, God love them, because they're doing their best, and I have, you know, the story had a plot and a beginning and a middle and an end, and, you know, there's like, three or four different couples in, you know, like, not couples, but three or four different moral scenarios where, Billy was mad at Bobby because he didn't like his Instagram chat photo. And this whole thing was centered around social media and the morality, the morals in social media, and how social media can tear you away from the world, which is absolutely true. So everything was mostly accurate. It was a story that was meant for the times, except it was a multimedia thing. So, you know, this gigantic projector would play little Toby's Instagram movie, and they had a sort of a mildly veiled tutorial for the old people. What does LOL mean? LOL means laugh out loud. Except you probably wouldn't really laugh out loud. You know, this is for the people who don't understand. What's gram? I'm on the gram. Is that your grandmother? No, Instagram, silly. You know, all this sort of these little tidbits of wisdom for the dumb people. And of course, the thing takes place, the setting of the play is in a church, which miraculously we happen to be in a church, and the pastor's there, and the uptight wife of the, you know, the women's auxiliary is there, and of course the choir is there, because they had to write the choir in somehow, or else how else would they get all the songs in, all the bloody songs, the singing. So it was a musical, as you can imagine, with a lot of songs appropriate for the time, being Christmas and the birth of Jesus and all that. And of course, the people get locked in the church because of a horrible blizzard, and they're all trapped there, and so they're forced to deal with each other and be real and upfront and talk face to face rather than tweeting their lives to everybody. We find out that everyone, you look like your world is so perfect from Instagram. You look like you're a super popular actor. Well, really, I'm very conflicted and I had trouble with substance abuse and sex addiction, but the Lord has saved me. And I'm not on Instagram anymore. You know, this kind of a thing. I mean, there were four separate storylines of how Twitter ruined people's lives. I'm sorry to be so jaded about it, but anyway, we got through it. It was like three hours. It had to be, and with an intermission, we had the cookies and apple cider brewed up by the women's auxiliary. It was just such a lovely time. So I've had my Christmas churchin for the year, and I managed to survive. My father thought it was okay, although he thought the story was a bit corny, but overall it was an uplifting experience. All right, now, if you have sent a voicemail in to me, such as Scotty the Little Aussie Battler, I will not be playing any voicemails today. I think this is the end of the show, and I hope you'll stay tuned and listen for the Christmas Day run, 2019 Christmas Day run. It might not actually appear until New Year's, but I'm gonna make every effort to create a Christmas Day run, so you can look forward to that. This podcast is part of the Pride 48 network of podcasters. You can find more LGBTQ and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. There, what do you think of that? I did my own bumper. I am the Faye Driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Thanks for listening.